He sees the gatekeeper of hell, and he asks Jibreel about him and his hideous face and all the angels around him, wary of him. He sees a figure sitting down on his own, with his shoulders drawn forward and his head bent, looking sad, with a board in his hand, not looking left and right. And this creature is described as being melting in what he is doing. دائبٌ في قبض الأرواح, in taking the souls. So the Prophet Muhammad asks Jibreel, who is this? And Jibreel says, this is Malik al-Mawt. And so the Prophet sees the angel of death, and he walks towards the angel of death, and he sends his greetings. And the angel of death here looks up from his board at Rasulullah and greets him. And the Prophet asks the angel of death about what's happening, about what he's seeing, about what he's doing. And the angel of death says, all day, all dunya, all of the world and the universe is like my hand, a coin in the hand of a man. I see it in all its sides, and I see all the people, and I see them the way in which they live their lives, and I visit each house 5 times a day, and I constantly take from these people their souls, and I notice the people surrounding them, how they cry and how they grieve, and I tell them, don't cry, because each and every single one of you will meet me eventually, and I keep coming back to visit them every single day. Here, the angel of death points out the truth of this attachment we have to the physical world. And there's a reason why this meeting especially was mentioned in the narration of Mi'raj, because death is one of the focal points of the human being's life, ironically, in that the Prophet has said, حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلْ خَطِيئَةً, the love of this world is the head of every wrong. Everything that we do that is a transgression against ourselves, against others, is from a love of this world, the love and greed for money and for power and for fame and reputation, and this growth of one's ego to the point that they are completely conquered by the illusion of the dunya. However, the cure for حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا is ذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. The cure for the love of this world is the remembrance of death. Because when one remembers their death and remembers that every single one of us is going to die, and that every single one whom I think I am attached to right now is a limited being, one day won't be in this world, then why must I be attached to this person or attached to this dunya? The reason why so many of us suffer when we die is because we are so attached to the physical world. We know nothing of the spiritual and metaphysical world. So as death approaches, we are going into the complete and absolute unknown, and we don't know what to expect, and we fear that we are going to become extinct. We are so attached to the physical world, or a physical person that leaves us, that we are completely conquered when they die or when we are about to die, and we are not prepared. Whereas our religion came to us and Prophet Muhammad has told us, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before you die. That this path was the path to allow us to be ready for this moment of death. All these years is you becoming ready for the moment of death. In that if you remember death and you realize you're going to end up in a small box underneath the ground, and after all the tears are done, they leave you and you remain there on your own. And all of this reality is the reason why the angel of death is the way that he is, in his stance, in his perception of the universe. And he sees how a person works his entire life in order to gather a sum of wealth, only to die and leave it to his inheritors, for it to be split, and for his children to fight over the inheritance, and for the worms to eat the body. All of this comes from the remembrance of death, that shows you the worthlessness of this dunya and to work for the afterlife. But of course, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam comes and he says, Rabbi, inni haribun minka ilayk. I run away from you in fear of you. But who can I run that can protect me from you? I run to my protector, who is only you. So I run away from you to you. And as Allah has promised us in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have transgressed against their souls, He's talking to those that maybe now as they hear these words and this remembrance of death, feel fear. He says, do not fear if you have transgressed against your soul, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Do not feel despair. Do not feel that you must give up because of how far you've gone. I will always take you back. And so it's never too late for us to make amends before the angel of death visits us for the final time.